Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
And for the, I believe, the 15th year, Operation Transformation is putting on its annual One in Christ community service this Sunday afternoon. Here to tell us more about it from Operation Transformation, Tom Seppo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How have you been?
Well, you know, it's been like spring, so I'm doing really good.
Absolutely. We'll take that, no doubt. So the church service coming up this Sunday afternoon is one that you've been doing for quite a while. Tell us more about what's going to be going on.
Well, as you know, our nation observes Dr. King and his life and what he was able to accomplish with those peaceful protests that he did and the marches that he did around the country. And certainly, what a fantastic man that he was. Unfortunately, he got shot and killed. And, you know, we haven't necessarily in the Blue Water area always observed or maybe have looked at his life as being someone significant. But I'm telling you, as history proves, he was a forerunner and an awesome man whose life needs to be reflected upon, and we need to, as a nation, reflect upon those incidences that happened in those riots that happened back in the 60s. But boy, it looks like even more so today. We need to rehearse and look back a little bit and see what he did to bring about peace in our society. So Dr. King was a phenomenal man. This year, obviously, because of the pandemic, we're not going to be meeting in person, which is the first time that this has ever happened. And the service is not going to be your typical church service. So mm-hmm. I think people will really enjoy this. We're calling it's a premier Facebook showing. And it'll happen on Sunday at 3 p.m. It'll be a on our OT Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's great. There's going to be many different individuals. It'll be kind of like a dramatization of Dr. King's life or how people were affected by his life. So the theme is called Echoes from Dr. King, or Echoes from the Past. And the dramatization, I think people will really like it. There'll be a dance, a real powerful interpretation of a song. Some people will be dancing to that. Obviously, there'll be music and not necessarily a preaching message, but these dramatizations will certainly preach to people, and I think people will really enjoy it.
Should be really interesting. It's this Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, on the Operation Transformation Facebook page. I mean, you mentioned, Tom, the events of the last year, all the different protests and demonstrations. Mm. I mean, I think that Dr. King's message is as relevant as ever today, isn't it?
Isn't it the truth, though? I mean, I don't know, Paul. I start off the premiere or off of this the show by sharing some of my thoughts as a child, and I don't know if you were around or if you even remember Dr. King, but I remember as a boy, 7 years old, watching the "I Have a Dream" speech. In my living room with that big black and white TV console, you know, with the big picture tube that was, it was real a novelty. I think even having a TV back in those days. But I remember him talking about, because of being a little boy myself, him saying that one day little black girls and little black boys will be walking hand in hand with little white boys and little white girls. And as a child, I remember how that affected me thinking, well, you know what? I was raised in South Park. I didn't understand. Some of my best friends were black boys, and yeah. it was something I was kind of not understanding why people weren't getting along, and you know, and then of course then we had the big riots there on 8 Mile and the big tanks. I remember even seeing the big tanks drive on 8 Mile Road down there in Detroit when they had these riots down in Detroit. And boy, it was just a shock to me that people couldn't get along with one another, and why color of our skin was the issue of separating us. And so, anyway, we need to really look at ourselves, and if there's any prejudice in ourselves, we need to deal with it, get rid of it, and begin to develop relationships with others.
I mean, we've come a long way in terms of race relations in this country, but we still have a long way to go, don't we?
Isn't that the truth? And and sometimes, Paul, it seems like, you know, we can take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. And I don't know. I think it takes a long time for that deep-rooted prejudice that's been ingrained in people. And I'll say even on both sides at issues here. You know, when someone does you wrong, you hold on to those offenses, and you don't forget them. And we need to forget those things, learn how to forgive one another, and learn how to love one another. And I found this that I gain a lot of knowledge by embracing different cultures and the way that, hey, my wife, they say opposites attract, right? I mean, my wife is completely opposite, and I love the qualities that she has that I don't have. And so if we had learned how to accept and receive others' differences, I think we'd be a better people. So,
boy, you're so right. We are in this position right now in this country with so much violence, so much hatred, so much animosity, politically, socially, racially, that you're right, we need to get beyond that. I don't know how we do, but we need to really start to embrace, I think, the message of Dr. King, and this weekend is probably a really good time to start doing that.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, I'm going to come from the position where I think if we would really look to God's Word for answers, we would find the answers to these social ills that we're facing, and that is to love God and to love our neighbor. He made it pretty simple. These are the greatest laws on the land and on the earth. If we'd love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, then life would go a lot better.
It's as simple as that.
That we hope.
There you go. All right, Tom. We'll be watching on Facebook.
Simple. I'm not a too deep of a guy. I'm pretty simple. So.
Sometimes you don't have to be. Sometimes it's the simple answers that.
Isn't that the truth? We make it too difficult sometimes.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Operation Transformation's Facebook page is where you want to go. 3 o'clock in the afternoon this Sunday for the One in Christ Community Service. Should be a really good one. Tom, thanks so much for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Hey, Paul, always good to have you, to talk with you and to let people know about what's happening.
Always enjoy talking to you, Tom. Think spring, okay?
Hey, that's exactly right. I'm going to get the golf clubs out here and just wipe them down a little bit.
Might as well. Tom, take care. Be safe, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, bye-bye.